First of all, I have to say, sorry for my English. But usually I'm now on holiday. But since a few days I know that I'll be back in the race, and I only can say it's the biggest honor I can imagine to be here. For me, one of the biggest clubs in the world, and gave me this opportunity to try to help in a situation that's not so difficult like all the people in this room feel, I think. It's not the perfect moment, of course, but I feel it's a good moment to come here, and so I feel really proud.
What attracted you then to the challenge here at Liverpool?
The intensity of the football, of football, how the people live football in Liverpool or around Liverpool, all Liverpool fans all over the world. So it's not a normal or usual club, it's a special club. And if I had two very, very special clubs with Mainz 05 and Borussia Dortmund, and in this row, it's a perfect next step for me to be now here and try to help.
One for you, Ian, if I may. What makes Jürgen the right man for the job?
Well, when we obviously started the search, it was important that we found somebody who we believe could bring success to the club. It was important that we brought somebody who could take on the size, the might and the ambition of the club. And you know, Jürgen certainly ticks those boxes. And then I think when we spend time together, myself, the owners and Jürgen, I think, you know, you get a feeling, you know, it's like any relationship, I guess. There's a connection and there's an understanding of the culture of this football club. And it was, you know, it was good to feel that from Jürgen, that, you know, he really understood the size and the reach and the ambition of the club. And that makes for a great relationship.
Hi, Jürgen. What would you say now, then, are the aims for the season and longer term? How realistic is it to think that you could win the Premier League in the next 3 years?
Good question. I think this is one of the biggest problems you have here in Liverpool, maybe on the island. For sure, the Premier League is one of the most difficult leagues in the world, because 5, 6, 7 clubs can be the champion, and at the end, only one is the champion, and all the other are disappointed, live in the middle of a disaster or something like this. So I think the most important moment for a development, and we have to develop, of course, not because of the situation now, because of the situation in the last years, we have to develop, is the start. And I think we all have, this would be a good moment for a restart, a really good moment. And it's not important in this moment who is at the end of the season a winner of the Premiership. Nobody knows. Premier League, sorry. Nobody knows. But it's only important that we play our own game, that the player feel the confidence and the trust of the people. Yesterday I spoke to LFC TV. It's a real important thing that the player feels the difference from now on. Of course, they have a new coach from another country, all the things, but they have to think that they can reach the expectations of all the other people, of all the fans, of all the press or whatever. So if somebody wants to help, see, you have to change from doubter to believer. It's a very important thing. We have to start together new, and then we will see what will happen this year. We have to change our performance, of course, because nobody's satisfied in this moment. But sometimes you are not satisfied because you don't see the big steps in development you wait for because of the money they spend and all these things. So stop thinking about money. It's over. Yes, it's really no reason in this moment. It's not to think about, only think about football. And if you want to enjoy the game, you have to be prepared for this. You have to come to the stadium and you want to see something, good one-to-one situation, fighting spirit. You want to see so many sprints, many shoots, all the things you want to see. And if you see this, and then the result is only the result of these things. And that's what we work for.
I have to ask you about signing players, though, because a lot's been said about the transfer committee here. So how, ultimately, is it going to work now? Who's going to be responsible for signing players?
Yeah, this is really a crazy discussion, and I heard about it. It's because it was not a problem for 10 seconds. No, it was not a problem. Yes, we talked about it, of course, but I'm not an idiot, so I don't want to... yes, I don't want to be... No, I don't say the same thing like yesterday, but for me, it's enough. For me, it's enough that I have the first and the last word. In the middle of these two words, we can discuss about everything. Right? And if it took, it don't take too long time, because we only want to discuss about very good players, and it's really, and it's discussing on the highest level. I hope so. Yeah, and that's all what we have to do. I'm not a genius. I don't know more than the rest of the world. I need the other people to get the perfect information, and when we have this, then we will sign with the player or sell a player or whatever. But it's really easy to handle this.
Obviously, there's been a change in the backroom staff, but what attempts have been made to also add people like Steven Gerrard, Jamie Carragher, Didi Haman to the coaching staff here?
Well, those decisions will be Jurgen's, but I think, you know, today and certainly the near future is about what we have and what Jurgen has to work with, and that'll be for him to assess. And, you know, we... as is always the case, there were some changes yesterday around the change of a manager, but it's, you know, it's moving forward, and there's no plans at this stage other than for Jurgen to get to together with his staff from this afternoon and then take it forward from there.
Hello, Jurgen. You came here not too long ago for a pre-season game, and you seemed to enjoy the game. Was there perhaps a moment there where either in your head or in your heart that you thought one day You might come back here in this role?
Yeah. Yes, of course, but only... I'm not a dreamer in this way, but of course, when I'm something like, I don't know the right word, football romantic, I love all the stories, all the histories about this, and of course, Anfield is one of the best places in the football world, for sure. So, and it was my first time at Anfield, and I came in, and of course, a little bit thought about it, how it would be. Now I'm here. I'm a really lucky guy. Eh? So it's really a good moment for me. I'm really looking forward to the first training with the players, to the first match, and I'm prepared. I'm absolutely relaxed. I had 4 months holiday. Everything is perfect, and I would say I'm in best shape.
Jürgen Bezvik from the BBC. It's been a quarter of a century, as you know, since Liverpool last won a league title. Are you ready for the weight of expectation? You talk about the romance that is going to be on your shoulders from the city, from the people of this city. Are you ready to take that on?
I'm not sure if I understood the whole question, but I try to answer. Maybe you can interrupt me when the answer is wrong. Yes, you said it, 25 years ago. It's a long time. So in this time, all people tried all to get better, to improve, to take the next title and so on. But history is only the base for us. It's only because all the people are interested in, but it's not allowed that you take the history, the big history, in your backpack and carry it all the day to 20 kilo history, and you are not in your race, and we have to come in our race, and that's very important. So many people sit here in the last year on this chair, and it always depends to expectations, and now we really have to start not to wait. I want to see the first step next week. You can want to see it in the first step next week, but not always compare with other times. Not always. Only stay now. This is a great club. We have a really good team, big potential, fast players, strong players, good defenders, flexible, creative, everything is there. Some players are injured, that's normal. Let's try to start a new way. I think this is the perfect moment to do this, because now really everything is different. Here's the German guy, first time. Oh, let's try to use this, because I don't know all, but I'm a pretty good listener. And I want to listen now, what happens until now. And then I go to Melbourne, see what will work, what don't work, what doesn't work, and all these things. Yeah, to think about it, and then we play football. It's a good moment now. With 3-4 days, not all the players are there, so I can come in. That's really good. And then we will start. We start to play very emotional football, because I think it's important at Anfield. You cannot have the best atmosphere. Maybe, okay, I come from Dortmund, so I have to hear. But the best atmosphere in the world, yeah. And then you play like this. It doesn't work together. All the world is talking about ball possession, possession football. The best teams in the world play possession. That's the truth. But we cannot change the rules of the game. 50%, they have chance, they have the ball, 50%, we have the ball, so we have to have a plan for both. And that's what we have to do, but we have to do it together, we have to work together, we have to feel what's if the team have some problems or if not, if they have, solve them, if they don't have, use the power of the team. So it's time to start, it's time to restart, that's for sure.
Ian? Jürgen, I'm not sure how aware you are of just how popular you are in this country, but you are a very popular figure. Jose Mourinho, when he came to England for the first time, described himself as the special one. How would you describe yourself?
I don't want to describe myself. The only thing I can say, maybe I ask, does anybody in this room think that I can do wonder? No, so let me work. I'm a totally normal guy. I came from Black Forest. My mother maybe sit in front of the television and watch this press conference and understand no word until now. So, but she's very proud. She's very proud. So I'm a totally normal guy. I'm the normal one, maybe, if you want this. I was a very, very average player. I've become a trainer, a co-manager in Germany, in a very special club. We've never been in Germany and watched Mainz 05. Try to take a ticket. It's real special there. And then I had the great opportunity to take Dortmund. Very special club, great club. After 7 years, I think for both parts, it was the best to leave. Yeah. And now I'm here. And I hope to enjoy my work. I hope. Because all the people told me so much about the British press and so on. So it's up to you to show me that they're all liars.
BBC Northwest.
Just a bit more on your style of football. You described in the past that you turned football itself as a heavy metal man. What sort of football can Liverpool fans look forward to seeing under you?
Really, I'm not here today to speak too much about our football, because the team is not here, and I didn't meet my team until now, and I will go to them, and well, first of all, I want to talk to them about football, not here. We have to, everybody knows me, and I didn't change in 4 months, so it's, of course, it's emotion inside, it's speed, it's, one question. I've looked at for a word in the dictionary, Umschaltspiel in German, it's transition game. It's not switching game or something. It's transition game. You call it. So you will see this. That's of course that all the things what makes football interesting for me. I want to see on a pitch, and we have to see how much time we need to bring this. But it's only of course in this time we have to win. We have to make points. We have to win games. All the things. It's true. But to not in a day for promising some style of football. I said this word full throttle football, and in Dortmund I know. But my God, I cannot say always the same things. But if it will be full throttle football, it's not so bad. Yeah, I would say. So let's start to work, and then. Let's speak next week. What I saw in the training, how the fit come the players back from the national teams. So let's start normal work and stop. Make photos from me, maybe in a hotel, for example. It would be really nice if you leave me there, because I cannot go on this side of the room, photograph, and I go on this side of the room, photograph, and it's a little bit too much. It would be nice if we can be concentrated on football from. Yeah, 11 a.m. on.
over to some of our guest gentlemen there.
Hi. You said you're in good shape. Which way did you use the month of rest as a special rest for a coach to be in good shape for this special job with the coaching team, of course? And second question, in which way is it more interesting to coach the Reds in Liverpool than the Reds in Munich, Bayern Munich?
It's a German journalist and ask me in English. Thank you. Yeah. Can I now answer in German? Everybody understood the question, but nobody answered. Okay, I tried to. I made normal holiday. I'm 48. Yes. Most of the time in my life, I had no money to make holiday. And the next day, I had no time. Oh, and now I had 4 months. It was really cool. I was together with the family. I watched many things. I spoke to many things. I played a lot of tennis and other things. I watched football all over the world. That's what I did. Everything was okay. But, of course, I thought the holidays goes a little... I have until next year in June or something like this. But now I'm here. Really, I'm really relaxed and everything is fine. And the other question... I don't think about things like this. The thing I said when I left Dortmund, that's a very important thing I have to say after this, because I will see what happens. And if somebody call me and I feel, oh, this could fit, then I will speak. And that's what we did. And we had very, very good feeling with all the guys of FSG, with everybody knows in Liverpool what kind of cool guys they are, John, Tom, and Michael. It was really cool, and Ian was there, and so we had a good meeting. And after this, it was clear: okay, stop making holiday and start to work. Yeah, and now we are here.
Is it all a little surreal for you?
I don't think that I understood the question, but because of the... Can you stop until the lady finished and I understand? Sorry, once again.
Yeah. You had such a grand reception here today. Is it all a little bit surreal? Has it sunk in the news that you are the new Liverpool manager?
Yes, of course it's surreal. That's absolutely... But I have to accept... I woke up this morning and I was, yesterday night we signed the contract, and then this morning I was manager of Liverpool FC. But I don't care about things like this here. I don't think too much about the press or things like this. I'm really a normal football manager, and I want to work with the team. I want to be on the pitch and all these things. So, and that's all over the world similar. Yeah. Of course, some things are different, but I'm prepared for this because of my experience in all the things, in the other clubs, and my experience as a player and all the things. So I'm prepared. But of course, this is absolutely crazy what happened here. And that's what I wanted to say. When I left Dortmund, my last sentence maybe were, it's not so important what people think when you come in. It's much more important what people think when you leave. And please give us the time to work on it, that you think much more positive than today about me and all the people at LFC. If we want, this could be a real special day, if we want. And if you are prepared to work for it, if you are patient enough, all these things, if we want, then we can start in a very difficult league with opponents that are big and bigger maybe, but in a special Liverpool way, we can be successful. When we can wait for it, of course. But I don't want to say we have to wait the next 20 years and I'm sit here again. I know when I'm sit here in 4 years, I think we won one title in this time. I'm pretty sure. If not, the next one, maybe Switzerland. Yeah. I think it's not good to compare two clubs. But okay, it's a similar situation. Nobody's satisfied in this moment. Position in the table is similar, or things like this. But of course, it's different. We don't have a preseason, we are nearly in the middle of the season. We have some matches are played, and that's of course very different. But it's not important. It's not important. So we did in Dortmund what we had to do to improve the players, to work together with them, to work for a common idea of play. That's what we did. And the same thing we will do here. But they are not the same players, of course. Not these players of Liverpool are, I would say, they are better, more experienced in some case, and younger in another case. But everything is okay. I'm here. I'm not here only because LFC was calling. I believe in the potential of this team. I see really four and a half, five striker you can really work with. Yeah, when they're not injured. Midfielder, all the things, it's really good. Yeah, defenders experienced and very young. Goalkeepers really good. So everything is there. Now we have to work. The problem in football is you can be as good as you want. You always have to play against another team. So you have to, and you don't have no influence how good they are before the game. But in the game, if they are better, you have to bring them on your level. And on your level, you can kill every team. If they are not so good, yeah, you have to win against them. That's football. And that's what we think about when we know who is in the squad for Tottenham, who is in the squad for Rubin Kazan, and all these next matches.
Oh. Jürgen, some previous managers of this club went on to become iconic figures that almost were more than football managers. How do you feel about that, and how do you see your role?
I told you I'm a normal guy from Black Forest, and I don't compare myself with these genius managers in the history of Liverpool. I don't think about this. It's really not important. It's cool that you are all looking forward, or not all of you maybe, but all the fans of Liverpool are looking forward to the work for the next few months and years with me. It's really cool, but it's not my part to think about this. I only have to work. So, and it's not, I think no one of these great managers said his first press conference, my target is, or my goal is, I want to be a legend at the end of my working time here. So I don't think about this. This is a great club because of many, many good decisions in the past and good players, brilliant players. And now we have to work in the present.